Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jace Lejeune, producer of the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen and editor of Louisiana Football Magazine. We have ourselves a pretty good show here today. Lee, unfortunately, cannot do the show today because he's out on the road as we speak, so he asked me to fill in for him. But you'll be hearing a lot from Lee today as he interviewed a couple people from his game that he went to last Friday, which was Walker versus Bastrop. Bastrop made a trip over to Walker High School where they faced off the Wildcats led by head coach Chad Mahaffey. And Lee was able to get to that game pretty early on and talked to some of the coaches, went behind the scenes before 2 or 3 hours before the game and talked to some of the coaches, a Bastrop senior player who's one of the best players in that area that is a senior coming up. So we got a lot to get to here today. It was all Walker as far as the final score from that Friday night matchup. They are 2-1, so good start of the year for the Walker Wildcats, and that victory was a 60-12 victory over Bastrop. So a lot of points being scored so far by the Wildcats after 56 points being scored against Manaville. But Bastrop, they're still a young football team, football program coming up. Haven't just won one game on the year, but there's still a lot of young talent on this Bastrop Rams squad. Led by Cedric Sherrod, and Coach Sherrod's done an excellent job with that program. It's only going to get better and better as the season progresses, and you know that this will be a different team late in the season compared to now, as they are a young football team, but like I said, they'll be better once we get towards the end of the year. They have enough talent to do so. And they did beat a Faraday football program that has been very successful in years past. So, as far as our first interview, we are actually going to start off with a familiar name to a lot of people in the Bastrop area, and that is former head coach Brad Bradshaw. And you might be familiar with the name Brad Bradshaw from the time when he was the head football coach at Bastrop. I mean, this is a guy that led the Bastrop Rams. They were like the talk of the town. They were the number one program in Louisiana high school football at one point. He was 159-35 in 14 seasons. So, I mean, he was just one of the best coaches out there. And what he was able to do, I believe they won, I believe two state championships, I believe. So he's had a lot of success with the program, with the Rams, and a lot of winning seasons back in the early to mid 2000s. I mean there was not a lot of teams that were able to stop the Rams program. I mean, they were as far as top of the program, they certainly were, and they're as good as they got. Two undefeated seasons, 2005, 2007, they won two state championships. Actually, they won three. They won 2005, 2006, and 2007. There was a point where Bastrop was really rolling as a program. Now, Lee talked and caught up with Coach Bradshaw, who Lee actually didn't know he was the athletic director at Bastrop High School, but he made a trip down to Walker High School. Lee got a chance to take a seat with him and talk with him a little bit before the game started. So here it is, just a couple of minutes pregame with athletic director Brad Bradshaw is our own Lee Brekeen. So check this interview out.
I'm here and the rock and roll band won't quit.
That's right.
But we're a name from the past, a man I had seen since I was about probably 39. I've talked to you on the phone. It's been a while.
This has been a while.
Coach Brad Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Man, you know, you're the AD now. I didn't know it. Sorry for that. I didn't know you were AD.
There's no problem. Just, keep some people happy in town.
What do you think you've still been in this forever. I mean, what's it been like for this like a dang roller coaster up and then been in it and got back in it? And, all those great teams, man.
Yeah, I mean, I was blessed to have great, you know, competitors, great kids, and the right situation at the right time for me. And but there's everything. I want to go back to coaching one day. You know, it's just not the right timing for me right now.
Looking good, Coach.
I appreciate it.
I thought you were 40-something. Remember?
Yeah, hell, I know that. But, you know, it's good to get down here and see what Chad's got building with this program and, you know, watch our kids and see how they're going to compete tonight.
Mahaffey was on that staff when you had D. Benton and what, Ruben?
No, he was the year after that. He was Ruben's coach.
Ruben Ram.
Uh-huh. And D'Lo and all them left in 06. And he was with me 07, 08, and along with several others that are all head coaches now. And I think it's 13 of them now, all those groups that are head coaches. So, you know, happy to see what he's doing. I know he's had a great career. He got, you know, come to a lot of his practices at U-High, and anxious to see what he's going to do with this bunch.
Was it a coincidence, or was it mainly knowing you to set this up?
Yeah, I set this up with Chad. I don't get involved with what we do football anymore, but I do like to see our kids get a chance to leave Bastrop and see other things and experience different parts of the state.
Coach, that Mending game y'all had, semifinals, years ago.
It's the best game we ever played.
I was thinking that. I went there. It was cold, as you know what.
Yeah, it was cold, and they got cold, and we knocked one of them unconscious early in the game, and they got colder. And you know, they had a great team. Just happened to be our night that night.
Do you rank that as one of your top games?
It's the best game we ever played. That would have been 06.
I went on to win it all after that.
Yeah, I won it all, but, you know, they were ranked number one, we were ranked number two, and, you know, it just happened to be our night, and great football players on both sides.
I remember seeing the late Raymond Tate at the game. Mm-hmm. He had all the big guys there.
It was a lot of celebrities walking around the field house after that one was over with.
I was there, but I wasn't one of them.
No, you could have been. You were hustling a recruit somewhere.
Yeah. Ruben Randall was young on that team. He was a young guy.
Ruben would have been a sophomore on that bunch, and obviously he went on to a great career, played in the NFL, and played with some good players, and that was my best team talent-wise, and, you know, good bunch of kids that year.
Coach, if there's a couple of guys, and I'm not talking about just talent, I'm talking about coachable and, you know, get you in the dirt.
The ones that changed my life more to seeing what they believed, and Marche Green, obviously played at Ole Miss, played bouncing in the NFL a little bit, but for a 5'9", 165-pound kid, biggest heart I've ever dealt with. Denzel Duvall played at Alabama, is coaching at Alabama now. Josh Downs.
Sawyer was a good one.
I caught him early in my career, but it was a bunch of talented players, but ones that overcame things. Josh Downs overcame, you know, played at LSU and just overcame some things, you know, in his personal life that, and what he's doing now. And, you know, I've got seven doctors that came off those teams now, medical doctors.
You're in good shape.
Head of surgery out in Denver, Colorado. Got five preachers, so they can take care of me dead or alive.
I'm going to be all right. Just some final thoughts, because I know the game is about to get going. Yeah. The music's getting cranked up. How's North Louisiana with teams? And I mean, you still see teams.
I see them every week. I try, you know.
Same stuff. Strong teams.
And Neville Strong.
Saw them this year too. Allen's pretty good. I'm running back.
Yeah.
Also, no lineman.
The lineman they got from us is going to develop into a really good player. West Monroe defensively looked pretty solid. I know Catholic got after them pretty good, but. I expect them to do well, but as a whole, they don't have the recruits. All going to be, and you're going to have some state championships out of that bunch. But far as recruiting wise, it's not what it once was.
I don't see the big stud D tackles.
Not what everybody had. And I think when the older school coaches started getting out, it changed. I think the split hurts high school football because everybody gets in. I mean, that's not my decision.
Right.
But I thought you had to be, you had to coach better at that point in time.
Yeah.
It's some great teams right now, but it's the same teams over and over again that are still committed to doing it the way it should be.
Yeah,
done.
I mean, you have to be one of two 4A. I mean, it wasn't like two state champs in 4A. It was the two. You had to beat your way out of a paper bag on a bunch
you
of
gotta be,
all out of them.
You know, you got to beat St. Thomas more, Turner. You got to beat all of them, too.
Play a little more games.
In the 5A. All divisions, and I take nothing away from private schools.
Sometimes, that's just how you feel.
I think they outwork us.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that's got it down, and there's some public schools that have the same advantages.
Yeah.
So those of us that didn't have those advantages better go to work.
Well, you just give an old school how you feel. I mean,
no question, because I don't care anymore. I mean, what are they going to do to me? I'm not bashing it. I just think we need to do better as a whole, and the minute LSU starts to suffer talent-wise, the state of Louisiana will do something.
Right. Speaking of LSU, before I let you go,
mm-hmm.
You've always had guys, you've always tried to go get the guys that, I wouldn't say tell them where to go, but you always helped LSU.
You have to,
it's state school, you know.
You have to explain to them, I'll support you wherever you want to go, but if you're fit, is in Baton Rouge.
Right.
That's where you should go, what they can do for you later on in your life.
Yeah.
And it's shown all the ones we've had to go there doing exceptionally well in life.
Yeah, Contravis Aubrey worked for me
while
I was there.
You know,
LSU.
Yeah, a kid that should have played offense but didn't.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a great career, but that's okay.
Good kid.
You know,
Josh
got
Downs
his degree.
Josh,
Reuben, Solomon, all the ones that, you know, went, you know. What are they doing in life?
Coach, you know what I don't like about college ball, and it's really hard to watch?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you agree with me or not. But this playoff system, if you don't make the four, people don't want to go to any schools now outside the four. And the media builds the four playoff teams as
They've already chosen them right now.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
It's kind of – I just think it's really killing the landscape.
Sure. And, I mean, the transfer portal has changed that somewhat.
Yeah.
But still, those big dogs, which LSU's got to be one of them. And, you know, they're not 2 years away from, you know, being removed. But that's how quickly things can transfer, because you can change your – you can flip your whole roster over with that now. But, you know, Alabama's of the world, they can also go in there and cherry pick that receiver and linebacker from Tennessee. So
I hate to know my job depends on making the playoffs. Wouldn't you?
On that level, yes. But like in high school football, everybody makes the playoffs. So I disagree with that. But on your – we're making kids make a decision against their teammates. I'm not going to play in this bowl game. I'm not going to do this because I'm not one of those cats.
Right.
And we de-emphasize football and the bowl games to make the prestige all go to those four. And I think, you know, you're missing a lot of opportunities. And how can you look your teammates in the face and say, I'm not going to play?
I'm old school like you, so you know I'm agreeing with you. I'm old school. I grew up in the 70s.
Sure.
80s. I'm old, tough. My dad was a D coordinator coming up. And I'm all about, you know, if you miss practice, you got to do flops or whatever, run the bleachers or whatever. I mean, football's not easy.
No, it's not supposed to be easy.
Yeah.
It's the only thing
builds character, man.
That can teach the things that you have to be taught, because it's supposed to be hard. But yet, every kid has got some granddaddy or great granddaddy or beyond that's in heaven right now that's down there smiling that he left a kid that has some blood there that's tough enough to play football.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the only sport that we have in the United States that the rest of the world doesn't have.
Yeah.
And it should be that way. And, I'm proud to have been a part of it.
Glad to run into you today.
Oh, always good to see you. What you do for high school kids, and we talk to the college coaches. I even still, you know, I got friends on those staffs, and, you know, your information is a basis of information for them, and, you know, they know you're going to treat people fairly, and that's all you can ask.
Yeah. Coach, we do lunch one day.
Always.
Get close to CrossFit Master at Rayville.
Yeah.
Even around close to Wichita, I'm going to call you.
That's
all right there.
All there together. Come to a game and, we'll catch up.
We'll catch up. All right, Coach. Thanks.
Thank you.
That was Lee Burkeen with Bastrop, athletic director Brad Bradshaw was the former head football coach at Bastrop, has won 3 state championships and has had a lot of success with that program. It was great to see Coach Bradshaw again. And Lee, like I said before the game, didn't even notice or know that he was the athletic director at Bastrop. But hey, it just proves that the guys that you're going to run into and the things that you'll know for the first time once you go to the games. But we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back. We'll have more of the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lieber Keene.
Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you.
Welcome back to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen. This is Jace Lejeune filling in today for Lee as the host, as Lee is doing what he does with advertising and just trying to get the magazine, next year's magazine, really underway. Just watching all these teams, watching a lot of film. So Lee has been a very busy man of late, and he asked me to do him a favor and host today's show with some of his, and do some of his interviews and play some of his interviews from this past Friday. So that is what I'm doing here, hosting the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lieber Keene. You can go to LAFootballMagazine.com and also to check out the podcast. You won't go back and listen to a show, you want to say about 3 months ago or 4 months ago. You can always go back to our website and we'll have all our archives there. And we also have some really good stories coming up for you, especially one today. We actually have 2 stories up for you today for LAFootballMagazine.com. So make sure to check out our website. And it's also a place where you can order the magazine if you haven't already. This is our 25th year previewing all the high school and college football teams. We got everybody covered from the OSU Tigers all the way down to the smallest 1A school around. We got you covered. But going back after that little pitch, and promotion for Louisiana Football Magazine, Lee actually had a chance to interview some more people on that Friday night. This is another person representing the party of the Bastrop High School and the Bastrop Rams. This is actually a player. Even though they did lose to Walker 60-12, even though the score indicated it wasn't really close, there are some really good players on this Bastrop football team, and one of them we got a chance to interview, and that is Bastrop senior Cameron Jackson, a linebacker for the program, about 210 pounds, 6'1". Lee has really spoken a lot, really high on this kid. A great kid, really talented athletic guy. I believe he's actually been on an All-Louisiana team, too, before the start of the season, which you can also find in our magazine at LAFootballMagazine.com and order your copy if you haven't already. But this is a really good kid, great athlete, and I believe he's close to a 4.5 in the 40-yard dash, and he's about 210 pounds. So really athletic kid, a guy that could play at the next level. And actually, his brother is currently attending Grambling. He loves LSU. He loves the in-state schools. And he just wants a chance to play. And that's when it's all said and done. But here it is. This is Cameron Jackson from Bastrop High School with Lee Burkeen.
I'm here with Cameron Jackson, a linebacker from Bastrop. I think one of the top linebackers in the state. I saw Cameron play 2020. He runs a legit 4.5 40, and you confirmed that with me.
Yes, sir.
First school you said you liked is LSU.
Yes, sir.
What are you weighing there, about 220, 215?
About 210 right now.
You look at you look like a bodybuilder right now, man. What are you benching now?
Somewhere in 300. Somewhere.
Three something. You look like you're benching 4 something. Squat wise, you pretty strong in squat?
Oh yeah, squat, that's about 550, 560, somewhere.
But you told me schools, you like A&M, LSU,
yes,
La Tech. What about ULM in Monroe?
Oh, yeah, I would be interested in them, but I feel that they're a little too close to home right there.
You like Mizzou?
Yes, sir.
So why do you like Mizzou? What is it about them?
I like their program over there in Mizzou. Like, I feel as though they on the rise. Like, after they beat LSU last year, that was a big upset to me.
What do you like most about the Tigers in Baton Rouge?
Ed O. Ed O'Geron. I feel though he's a great coach, honestly. Able to mold men into great football players, honestly. Like,
have you been to LSU game?
Not yet, but I've been on the campus a lot, though.
You like it?
Yes, sir.
You seen Mike the Tiger?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of the Bastard team this year? Y'all young team, talented.
Oh, yes. We're a very young team this year, but we got off to a little shaky start, but I feel as though it's going to improve as the season goes on.
Got a lot of music playing while we do an interview, but it's all right. Who's your favorite all-time graduate of the Bastard for football out of all the greats?
Have to be Randall Mackey.
Randall Mackey was incredible.
Once he came down here.
New Orleans guy, man.
Oh, yeah. Changed whole thing.
He changed
03, 04, and 05.
I was at the Minden game when they had D. Benton, Randall, and him.
Oh, yeah, that was
one of the best offenses I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
How old were you then?
I was just being born around this time when they were winning those games.
But it's everywhere at the school, huh? I mean, those guys are legends, huh?
Yes, sir.
Do y'all still see Mackey at all? Does he ever come around, or D. Benton, or Ruben?
For the previous years, he was around, but I haven't seen him much this year, though.
What about Contravius Aubrey? He worked for us a little bit in college. Big D tackle, went to LSU.
I don't know who
then
that
Josh
is.
Josh Downs, remember Josh Downs? He went to LSU.
Oh, yes, sir. Josh Downs.
He was like D-line you at one time at Bastard.
Oh,
yeah. Y'all gonna make it linebacker you?
Oh, yeah. Me and Keenan Payton. Oh,
hey, you gotta go suit up. Coach is over here. Yes, all right, man. Be good.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate Cameron taking time with Lee before the start of the game, because I know players get superstitious, they get anxious before the game, but he actually was kind of generous enough to talk to Lee before, a couple hours before the game, even though they did lose the game to Walker. This is a very talented player that Bastrop has, and that's Cameron Jackson. Look out for him as far as a player that could sign with a college at the end of the season. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll have one more commercial break, one more interview left to go here today. And this is from Walker High School's perspective. But you're listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkine. We'll be right back.
If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company.
Welcome back to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkine. I am your host for today, Jace Lejeune. And we have ourselves one more interview, this time from let's go to the victorious side of things, the victorious side, victorious team, I would say. And that is the Walker Wildcats. Now, Lee didn't get a chance to talk to Coach Mahaffey just because of it being pregame. And, you know, usually after 5 o'clock or so, it's really tough to really talk to these coaches because they're in game mode, getting their team prepared, getting their team ready. So it is a tough time to really talk to the coaches pregame. But what did Lee do was he actually got a chance to talk to one of the assistant coaches, George Tomplay. And George is one of those guys, and it's a really good interview, I would say, because you get to see what's going on behind the scenes a lot of times. You get to really see what, you know, you only see like the product that's on Friday night at 7 o'clock. You get to see the game, you get to see the action there, but you don't really get to see the behind-the-scenes stuff, and that's what Lee got a chance to do. Coach Tomplay helps with the quarterbacks a little bit. And he's also in charge of the media relations. The media kind of get, you know, Walker has a big scoreboard, big jumbotron. A few high schools really have that in Louisiana. They're one of them. So getting that straight, getting that ready. And, I mean, it's just really a lot to really focus on and get prepared before the game actually plays. So Lee gets you a little bit behind the scenes here, talks to Coach Tomplay, and gives you a little breakdown of what it's like to get everything ready before a Friday night game. So here it is, Lee Burkine with Coach George Tomplay.
All right. Okay.
I'm at Walker High School with George Tomplay, well-traveled man. He's a coach. He's a very important guy. He's in charge of video, media, a lot of stuff. Helps the quarterbacks on the staff. Really have a lot watched him actually get the video crew set up for tonight's game, because I'm that goofy guy that comes out here at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But that's why I showed up, because I like to just spur of the moment, do some natural stuff. And Coach, thanks for
doing this.
Because Coach is in meetings for the game.
Yes.
Coach Mahaffey.
Yeah.
Chad, I just want to reach out and say thank you. I know you can't meet with me, but it's sometimes that happens. It's game day.
Right.
But I want, Coach, can you, before we talk about Walker High School, you're the bullpen sitting in today.
Right.
But I'm watching you work, and you're helping the Bastard guys open the gate. You're helping the video guys get ready.
Right.
I mean, you're doing everything. You know, I'm showing up.
I mean, I'm doing my part. You know, right. I'm doing what I've been asked to do. Yeah, yeah.
People are here.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes on before a game than to make the game happen.
Yeah.
You know, especially with the technology nowadays and what people want and what we need to be successful.
Being in media, you told me, and I knew St. Pierre, the principal, he went on my TV show a few years ago. I knew they had the broadcast school here at Walker.
Yes.
But you told me they also have a huddle.
We have a huddle class.
It's different.
It's separate from that media. It's really based on the huddle program. Kids learn how to break down film, edit film, create highlights.
Which is needed for coaches.
Yeah. Yeah, they take a lot of the work off of the coaches. And a good thing about it is football starts probably about 3 or 4 weeks after we get in school. So we've got the kids, and we can train them up and get them ready to go. And once we get started, hey, break down the film and let's roll.
You were at Donaldsonville last year, you told me.
Yes, sir.
Great program.
Great program.
You were at Dutchtown, great program. You go to great programs.
I've been lucky. I've been real lucky.
You, the thing about it is, you know, you've been around doing this for a while.
Yes, sir.
What do you like most about your job and in working for Mahaffey? Because everything seems like it's run like a college.
Yeah.
This school looks like a college.
So
people hear this in Shreveport.
Yeah.
In Monroe. This school looks like a small Ole Miss.
Yeah.
The red brick buildings in the back. I mean, these are humongous buildings.
Oh, phenomenal. Phenomenal. Real roomy. The hallways are big. The classrooms are big. It is a very well-designed facility, very well-maintained, just top-notch.
Do you know how many students are here, by chance, if you were guessing?
Dude, what are we pushing over to? 2,100. There you go, 2,100.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I went here
in
grade 9. I went to grade 8 down the street. But grade 9, I was here, and we had a gravel road, no baseball field. Mike Dejean was here.
Oh, okay.
He played in the major leagues.
Yeah.
And Mike was 2 years ahead of me, and he ended up being an all-star pitcher, remember?
Yeah.
And I remember having P class with Mike, and we had nothing here. And this is back in 1985, Coach. And I look at it today, and I'm like, whoa.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unrecognizable, probably.
Oh, it's different.
Yeah, yeah. The facilities that they have put together here would rival pretty much anything in the state. It is, and they're constantly looking at upgrading.
And I know Bastrop drove 5.5 hours almost from the state of Arkansas.
Right.
They got here early. You helped those guys.
Yeah.
I was glad to help you out.
Yeah,
I was sitting
appreciate
on the
that.
Fence and
yeah.
They're trying to get in, where to go. And
yeah.
What side of Florida Boulevard?
Right.
Coach, in all your time with Donaldsonville, Dutchtown, and then you've been here briefly just this year, you've seen a lot of great athletes.
Yeah.
Dylan Sampson's a senior.
Dylan Sampson is a stud.
Donaldsonville's got studs.
We had some talent.
Robert, so Kent, Superman,
Robert
as
Kent,
they call
yeah.
him. What do you think of Robert Kent at Donaldsonville?
I think Robert Kent is
incredible.
Legit. He is the next
big
running back, linebacker to come out of the state.
223 guy, too, so people know that. He's
yeah.
not even a senior yet.
No, he's a junior.
And then Dylan Sampson, you had a chance to be there with Dylan.
Dude, great kid. great kid, smart kid. He knew what he wanted to do.
Yeah, and then here in the brief time, Jarvis Patterson, I know it's impressed me a lot.
Jarvis is a really good athlete.
Corey Thomas, your quarterback here, has done really good. Hunter Bethel.
Yes, sir.
Sean Simmons. And then I don't want to leave out Ethan Ladner, who's really improved O-lineman. But yeah, a lot of big, good senior group here at Walker.
Great senior group. Good leadership. A lot of lead by example and not a lot of mouthiness.
Yeah, I see a lot of U High on the offense here.
Oh,
when Chad was at U High, he had all those great skill guys, and I see a lot of that when I watched the film this year with Sanamon. I mean, tall receivers, great backs, great quarterback. You know, it's in place.
That's what he does.
So he did. Coach, thanks for joining us. It's George Tomplay. I didn't butcher that, did I?
Nope. Okay. Perfect.
Lives. He drives to Walker. You don't live far from me. You're in Gonzales.
Yes, sir.
Area. Yep. But how many years now as a coach?
20.
20 years.
20 years.
What do you like most about it before we go? What makes you want to get up at 5 in the morning to drive to a high school and be a coach, teacher, / media guy?
It's the kids, because they're all different. And in every place I've been, they're just different. And it's interesting. It's awesome to interact with them, to learn from them, to try to teach them a little bit. And then 10 years later, when they come back and high-five you and thank you and appreciate what you've done for them, and, hey, Coach, thanks for chewing my ass.
You know, yeah.
That's worth it.
Well, I wanted people to see a side of this, and it worked out because Chad was busy with getting game ready and pregame. But, you know, see the how it works pregame.
There you go.
It's not just a pregame meal, go to sleep.
And, oh, no.
Do the game. And I know a lot of coaches hear this, and they can appreciate it, because there's guys like you at every school.
Oh, absolutely.
That are helping their head coach. You know, guys calling like me, or someone calling to get in the gate, or concessions guys show up.
Video.
Video people. You got to go out there and show new kids how to do it. A lot of stuff going, a lot of moving parts. Thanks, Coach.
No, thank you.
Well, that'll be all of our interviews for today. We appreciate Coach Tomplay from Walker High School. We appreciate Brad Bradshaw. Get to hear him. It's been a while since we heard from him, so it was great to catch up with Coach Bradshaw and see what he's doing now as the athletic director at Bastrop High School. And a senior, get a spotlight as a senior football player as well in Cameron Jackson. It was a great show today. We have some more great shows coming up for you. Lee is continuing to go around the state, getting a lot of interviews, talking to a lot of the coaches, players, kind of giving you a behind-the-scenes look. And spotlight a lot of players and coaches that don't usually get the exposure, but that's what we do here at Louisiana Football Magazine and the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen, and that is promote and spotlight a lot of those players and coaches that really deserve the mention. So, yeah, it looks like it's going to do it here for the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen. We have ourselves a really good show on Friday, so make sure to tune us in on Friday as we have a really good show for you to end the weekend and to get you ready for the weekend. Then also, make sure to go to LAFootballMagazine.com, myself, and we have two interns that have done an excellent job, and Mac Rowe and Andon Bramham. And Andon and Mac have been writing a lot of stories on our website, and you'll actually get to see two of them today. I'll actually write those two today on the website. But you'll get to see Andon and Max articles through the rest of the week as well. But make sure to go to LAFootballMagazine.com. We also can't do this show without our sponsors, Treads and Care Tire Company, Medin's Collision Center, John Harvey Toyota. We cannot do this show without the efforts and the support of those guys. We can't do it without y'all. So if you are a business, or if you have a vehicle that needs some work, or you need to buy a vehicle, you have some issues with your tires, any of those situations, any car-related issues, make sure to support what they do and go to John Harvey Toyota. And also have Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. You also have Treads and Care Tire Company and Medin's Collision Center. So we thank y'all guys for what y'all do. Well, I appreciate Lee as well, doing what he does on the road. And, I mean, His job really goes undervalued as far as what he does for all these high school kids and exposing them and promoting them as well. So he does it as good as anybody there is across the state. And we appreciate Lee for doing that. We appreciate everybody that was being interviewed today. We thank you for listening to today's show. And we are looking forward to a great football weekend. I know I'm going to be announcing the Episcopal game on Friday. So make sure if you're at home or have really nothing to do, make sure to subscribe to VSN and catch myself announcing the Episcopal and Catholic Point Capiche. It'll be a really good football team against two really good football programs. But that's going to be my little plug for that. But anyway, hope you enjoy your day. Hope you enjoy your rest of your week. And then we'll make sure to catch up with all of y'all on Friday. Have yourself a good day. We'll be checking with y'all soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.